Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, Dave, yesterday when we started the opening market report, we needed about 20 calls to meet a challenge. I'm happy to say that today we don't need 20. We do need a call or two. And other than that, we have this little thing, I think, going on with agriculture today called matching pledges.
That's indeed the case. All day long, for those people who tell the pledge takers that they're in support of AM 580 agriculture, our member match fund will double the value of their pledge today. So if you give $100 today, Jay, it's worth $200. If you give $500, it's worth $1,000. And the reason that's important is we continue to keep our eye on the big number. We have a drive goal of $200,000 by the end of today. Today we're about $38,000 away from that total. We can get that done today. One phone call at a time, you and some of your agricultural friends helping along the way at 217-244-9455. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. The U.S. Federal Reserve today launched a new facility to fund purchases of certificates of deposit and commercial paper from money market mutual funds in the latest step to provide liquidity to strained financial markets. Eligible investors include the U.S. money market mutual funds, but may over time include other U.S. money market investors, according to the Fed. Meanwhile, the American Bankers Association today says that a systematic risk regulator must be empowered to provide input into accounting policy. The group representing banks of all sizes urged the U.S. Congress to establish an accounting oversight board to be headed by the chairman of the new systematic risk regulator. Taking a look at Wall Street and the equity markets, we see that the Dow Jones now trading at 9,208. It's down 56 points. The NASDAQ at 1752, and it's off 17 points. Taking a look at how trade resumed over at the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City today. We see that in Kansas City, December wheat opened at 591, down 4.75 on the open. The December contract in the wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 561, down 2.5 on the open. July, 606.75, down 3. September, 624, down 2.5. March, 658, up 1.25 on the open. December corn opened at 412, down 6.5 on the open. March, 430, down 6.25. May, 441.5, down 6.5. July, 452, down 7. December, 473, down 3.5 on the open. November beans opened at 916, down 13 on the open. January, 928, down 12.75. March, 937, down 13.5. May, 947, down 13. July, 950, down 17.5 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 263, down 350 on the open. January, 263.50, down 460. December soybean oil opened at 36.72, down 89 on the open. January, 37.18, down 93. October live cattle opened at 90.90, up 7.5 on the open. October feeders, 98.65, unchanged. December lean hogs, 57, up 75 on the open. And February bellies opened at 89.70, up 65 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Well, Les Schulte, this is the last day of our fall membership pledge period. And we're here to ask our agricultural listeners to support the services that they value.
We sure are, Dave. We ask you to make that pledge right now at 217-244-9455. Or maybe you're listening online or you're using our services online. Make that pledge online. Just go to willpledge.org and click on the light bulb up in the corner. You can make that pledge. I do want to say we are 116 calls in for the morning. So we want to thank Bert and Iris Swanson for their challenge this morning. We have made that challenge. We can add that additional $1,000. But I've got a number in mind, Dave. 125. The next nine calls would get us to 125 calls this morning on our Ag Folks. You can do that. If you appreciate this service, call right now, mention Ag, and your contribution will be matched dollar for dollar. You make a $100 contribution, we'll match that out of our member match fund. That's worth $200 right now. But you have to mention Ag, that you're listening to the Ag service, and your contribution this morning will be matched dollar for dollar. The next nine calls will get us to 125 calls for the morning. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
Let's go ahead and bring in our analyst to discuss the markets. He is Wayne Nelson. He is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
You are a longtime analyst here at WILL Agriculture, probably more than two decades. So you have big familiarity with the service and probably along the way have talked to lots of your clients and other people about the service. What do they say?
Well, Dave, you know, it was amazing. We were over at the football game Saturday evening and over there tailgating and got to meet probably four or five more people that said, you know, I didn't know who you were till you were talking there. And they said they knew my name from WILL's, just talking like that. We'd never met before. So a lot of people listened to us. There's a lot of good information that comes out of there. And a lot of timely information, Dave. And I think the one nice thing about it is that it's not just Wayne Nelson. I'm here on Tuesdays, but there's the Paul Cooley, there's the Mike Zuzolo, the Kurt, the Paul, everybody like that. So everybody all around like that gives you a very varied opinion as to what's going on, and different people's opinion. And it happens all the time, every day at WILL.
217-244-9455, the number to call. We're matching your contributions out of our member match fund today. If you support agriculture, a $50 contribution's worth $100, $100's worth $200, a $500's worth $1,000. You get the idea. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Let's jump into the market, Swain. Price is a little softer today. Is this the crude oil effect, or is there more in play?
Well, I think a couple of things. We went up against resistance and where some of the traders thought it could go. We did see a little more liquidation at that point in time. The crude oil being down $3 this morning, of course, is not helping anything. But and add along with that, the dollar continuing to see strength here this morning. The dollar up 72 cents. That especially is sitting on top of us as we go there. I think that, you know, we were a little bit surprised at only 29% of the corn harvest and only 67% of the beans. It's a little less than what we thought. You know, we need to see a few things happen for this rally to continue, Dave, and one of them would be either the dollar weaken a little bit or seeing some of the funds come back into this market. And we haven't seen the fund activity on the buy side here continuing for over 2 days at a time.
You mentioned that U.S. dollar, and it had been running actually counter to the grains. I mean, the dollar was rising in the last several sessions, in fact, meeting an upside objective I was keeping track of today at 84.10. Meanwhile, the grains were also rallying. So what changed overnight?
Well, I think that, you know, our export shipments, just a tad on the disappointing side, we'd like to see the exports pick up a lot there. I think that as we look at a lot of the things that Europe isn't going to need to import as much corn this year as they did last year because of the availability of feed wheat over there. And we need to, you know, keep the exports rolling right along here to keep things going. The harvest, you know, as we said, is a little slower than usual, and that's going to keep harvest pressure on a little longer, too, when we see that. So we're not as far along as we thought we were. We've got a lot left in the field yet to come into the elevators.
Many economists are now suggesting that China's annual growth next year will be as low as 8%. even assuming that Beijing does some work to encourage additional growth, how does that play across the report that we had from the PRC that they desire to build a soybean reserve of 1.5 million tons of soybeans with a target price of $14.75?
Well, there's a couple things going on in China, Dave. I think number one, they want to protect their public that way with having enough supplies on hand and keeping their farmers in business. We heard there was defaults on some of the land that they were trying to privatize, and they needed to make sure that these farmers could stay in business and keep a strong agriculture going for the country of China, and I think that they were working hard to do that. I think, you know, we're going to depend on China and India for their ability to handle the economic slowing that's going down around the world and keep some growth growing here. And if they can stay in a better shape, well, I think the commodities have a better chance of sustaining a rally that way. But along the way, Dave, why, you know, we're long-term friendly here, but, you know, Chairman Bernanke was made the comment that the financial situation is not going to cure itself overnight. We're starting to thaw the credit crunch or the credit freeze here slowly, but we've got to get that back moving so we can have end users in here being able to buy these commodities. They like the price here. They'd probably like to buy more, but the credit isn't available at all levels.
Stay right there, Wayne. We'll talk to you more in just a second. I want to bring back Les Schulte, who has been in consultation with Jay Pierce, who's been in and out of the studio several times. What's the latest?
Well, we have right now we're at $165,000 on our big old tote board, and we that means we're $37,000 away from our overall goal this evening of $200,000 to keep us on track. That's why your call right now is so very important. The next seven calls will get us to 125 calls this morning. You know, in that member match fund from there, our ag listeners, we've already matched $1,000 in pledges this morning. Let's match another 1,000 right now at 217-244-9455, or just go to willpledge.org. Your $100 contribution this morning becomes $200, but you need to do it right now at 217-244-9455.
Let's go ahead back to Wayne and look at the market from a technical standpoint and look at it from a fundamental standpoint. And let me ask you, do you think the market is beginning to heal itself or not?
It is beginning to, yes, Dave. We are seeing some signs of strength here. Even with beans being down 24, we are still seeing some strength here in the respect that, we are solidly over $9. We look to be holding those levels even with the dollar higher and with crude lower. But fundamentally, I think that we also have to consider that we do have some limits put on our capability to rally, and they aren't the same levels they were a year ago because of a couple of things. Because of crude oil under $100, the ethanol demand or part of the demand for the picture can't go up to $6 or $7 because it just isn't worth that to turn into ethanol. I think that the beans, because of the palm seed oil and the way that the world is awash in that, probably doesn't have $15 or $16 in it, but it does definitely have maybe $11 in it. So, you know, we've lowered the topside targets, I think, on the fundamental aspects of things, Dave.
The reason I bring this up is I had an interesting conversation this morning with Mike Zuzulo on the phone. And we were talking about, what are we looking at? Are we looking at a retracement based on technicals, or are we looking at a recovery based on fundamentals? And at the moment, he was kind of making the argument maybe it's a little bit more of a retracement versus on technicals. And you're suggesting maybe the fundamentals are also playing in here?
Oh, I think it's a little bit of both, Dave. I mean, you know, like I say along the way, there's a lot of the technical traders. I know a lot of the Fibonacci watchers and like that are actually calling for more of a downturn in here. So technically there's a lot of things pointing to lower levels as far as the technicals go along the way also. But, you know, in the short term, as we look at the 10-day moving averages, the charts and the points like the $9 good support there on the beans and the $4 good support on the corn, for right now, we're seeing some good technical support at those levels.
I guess the question, bottom line, is do we trust those numbers?
Do we trust them? We trust high volatility over the next few days, Dave. But I think that, we have to have some feelings along the way and have some convictions of whether we're going to hold our cash grain or market it right now and go on and do things that way. And we sort of feel that we're probably closer to a chance of turning around here than going on down extremely farther.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Les Schulte had a goal of hearing from nine agricultural people to get our total for Morning Edition up to 125 contributors this morning. That's you and eight others at 217-244-9455. How are we doing, Les?
Now we need you and four others. We're at 120 calls in this morning for Morning Edition and all of the programs that you use and enjoy and find of value here. Five more calls would get us to 125 calls this morning. Remember, if you mention ag, as ag is one of the services you use and appreciate here on AM 580, your pledge this morning right now will be matched dollar for dollar. You make a $150 contribution, that becomes $300. That's coming out of our member match fund. All members who have set aside money for us to use to match pledges dollar for dollar. Your $100 contribution, $200. But you need to do it right now at 217-244-9455. If you're on the web and you appreciate our online services, of which there are many, weather and ag and commodity numbers, if you appreciate that, maybe it's easier for you to make that contribution online. Just go to willpledge.org, click on the light bulb up in the corner, and it'll step you right through the process. 217-244-9455. The next five callers will get us to 125 calls for Morning Edition.
We believe that when we give the agricultural audience the information they need, they can make the important decisions that affect their pocketbook. We're about timely market analysis and weather information, an agricultural e-letter, Outlook meetings in the evenings, everything that we can do to provide you the information you need. Call now to support that, that we bring you solid, dependable information at 217-244-9455. And remember, that's a member match. Just mention ag, and we will double your contribution today. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.